KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Well, the Class 3A District 8 All-District football teams announced over the weekend. Here's a look at the first team selections. Austin Claver of Dallas Center Grimes is the first team quarterback. Running backs on the first team include Chase Schiltz of Creston and Nick Tarney from Harlan. Wide receivers on the first squad include Bryce Briley of Creston, a unanimous pick, along with Jacob and Joe Sloss, both of ADM. Offensive linemen include Jordan Thompson of Creston, a unanimous pick, and Nick Tank of Winterset, who was also a unanimous selection. Garrett Gibson of Dallas Center Grimes, Max Langenfeld of Harlan, and Elijah McCartney of ADM. A couple of at-large picks include Alex Nielsen of Creston, who was a unanimous selection, and Frank Weiland of ADM. Connor Pals of Creston was the first team kicker. On defense, the first teamers include lineman Jacob Protzman of Dallas Center Grimes, Trey Hockmeyer of Winterset, Corey Rathy of Creston, and Brevin Townsell of Dallas Center Grimes. Linebackers on this first team include Matt Bauer of Winterset, a unanimous pick, along with Seth Maitland of Creston, Michael Sorfenden of Harlan, and Zach Ostendorf of ADM. Defensive backs on the first squad include Jacob Muller of Dallas Center Grimes, McLean Haynes of Creston, Will Landsman from Harlan, and Jack Barker of Winterset. At-large defensive pick was Luke Hall of Harlan, while Trey Washington of Dallas Center Grimes was the first team punter. Second team selections include Joey Walker of Atlantic, the senior, who is the quarterback on the second team. Also, Skylar Swoboda, senior offensive lineman from Atlantic, was the second team selection on offense. Also selected to the second team offense was Ethan Knutson, the kicker from Harlan. Second teamers on the defensive side of the football include Nick Panisky of Atlantic, a junior defensive lineman, along with John Beaker of Harlan on the defensive line. Also, Atlantic defensive backs Brendan Holmes and Robbie Bodine were both second team picks, along with Brody Peterson, who was an at-large selection for Atlantic. Also, Atlantic had a couple of players honorable mention. Tyler Thomas and John McConkie both were honorable mention selections. Thomas as a linebacker, McConkie as an offensive lineman. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs stopped the Seattle Seahawks on fourth down three times late in the fourth quarter Sunday, holding on for a tense 24-20 victory in a matchup of playoff contenders. Jamal Charles ran for 159 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Niall Davis also ran for a score as the Chiefs won their fifth straight game and moved into a tie for first in the AFC West. Russell Wilson threw for 178 yards and two touchdowns, and Marshawn Lynch had 124 yards rushing for Seattle. But the Seahawks star running back, fresh off a four-touchdown game, was stuffed twice by Kansas City's defense, with the outcome hanging in the balance. The Seahawks' last-chance drive ended when Wilson threw incomplete on 4th and 18 at their 20-yard line, with a minute 13 left in yesterday's contest. Elsewhere around the National Football League yesterday, Atlanta beat Carolina 19-17, Cincinnati over New Orleans 27-10, St. Louis beat Denver 22-7, Houston over Cleveland 23-7, Chicago topping Minnesota 21-13, San Francisco got by the New York Giants 16-10, Tampa Bay over Washington 27-7, San Diego beat Oakland 13-6, Arizona over Detroit 14-6, It was Green Bay beating Philadelphia 53-20, and New England downing Indianapolis 42-20. Federal Drug Enforcement agents showed up unannounced Sunday to check at least three visiting NFL teams' medical staffs as part of an investigation into former players' claims the teams mishandled prescription drugs. A DEA spokesman said no arrests were made after the San Francisco 49ers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Seattle Seahawks medical staffs were checked following their road games. The operation was still ongoing, and other teams may be checked later. The Drug Enforcement Agency did not target specific teams, but the checks were done to measure whether clubs were generally in compliance with the Controlled Substances Act. Florida has decided to dismiss head football coach Will Muschamp, who's in his fourth season at the post. Muschamp will stick around for the final two regular season games against Eastern Kentucky and Florida State. He's 27-20, including 17-15 in conference play. His departure was announced a day after the Gators lost in overtime to South Carolina. Florida State is back on top of the Associated Press Top 25 football poll. The Seminoles regained the number one spot with a win Saturday over Miami, while then number one Mississippi State lost at Alabama. The top five now has FSU on top, followed by Alabama, Oregon, Mississippi State, and TCU. The Seminoles received 43 first-place votes, while the Crimson Tide got 16 and the Ducks 3. At 10-0, Florida State is the last unbeaten school among the five big conferences. In top 25 men's college basketball on Sunday, number one Kentucky beat Buffalo 71-52. Number two Arizona down in Cal State Northridge 86-68. Third-rated Wisconsin, an 89-45 winner over Chattanooga. Number six, North Carolina beat Robert Morris 103-59. Seventh-rated Virginia topping Norfolk State 67-39. It was number 10, Texas over Alcorn State 85-53. Number 19, Oklahoma beat Southeast Louisiana 78-53. 21st-rated Nebraska beating North Kentucky 80-61. 23rd-rated Syracuse, a winner over Hampton, 65-47, while Holy Cross down number 25, Harvard, 58-57. The Iowa Hawkeye men are at home tonight to take on North Dakota State. The Hawkeyes opened up with a lopsided win over Hampton, and senior forward Aaron White had 19 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists in that game.
I think the coaches really are looking at me to try and set the tone both offensively and defensively. We're just being active. It's not about making shots or about assists or rebounds. It's more about being active, communicating, and just playing hard.
White says he's trying to bring some energy to the court.
You know, if I do that throughout the year, I think good things will happen not only for myself but for our team. And it's just about staying consistent with my activity level. Tonight didn't matter.
North Dakota State opened with an 85-50 loss at 10th-ranked Texas. We'll have that game tonight here on KJAN, beginning with the pregame at 6 o'clock. Tip-off set for just after 7 o'clock this evening. Melissa Dixon poured in 21 points, and Callie Peschel added a career-high 19 as the Iowa Hawkeyes broke the game open down the stretch in an 85-67 win yesterday over Robert Morris.
Melissa Dixon became the 32nd woman to be in our 1,000-point club here at Iowa, and she did it in the first half, so that was exciting for Melissa. She shot the ball extremely well again from three-point range, 6-for-11 from the three-point range. Callie Peschel, I'm really happy for Callie. She's worked extremely hard over the off season, and tonight she got to reap the benefits of that.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, whose team continues to excel at the offensive end. Hawkeyes improved to 2-0 with that victory. Also in women's college hoops, freshman Brianna Fernstrom poured in 25 points as the Iowa State women opened the season with a 98-76 win over South Carolina Upstate. ISU coach Bill Fenley was happy with the win, but not necessarily pleased with the effort on defense.
That was disappointing. I thought we played hard. Offensively, we were really good. Obviously, Bree and Brian and Shauna and Nikki, I thought all of them did some great things offensively. But defensively, we just, I don't know. I mean, I didn't see that one coming.
Well, the Cyclones led by as many as 25 points in the opening half, and it was never close after that. Bryn Williamson had 13 points and a dozen rebounds for the Cyclones, who will visit Drake on Tuesday. And Kevin Harvick is NASCAR's reigning champion. The new Sprint Cup format has given Harvick his long-sought-after first title, capping a magical first season at Stewart Haas Racing with a victory at the Homestead Miami Speedway. Harvick had to win last week at Phoenix just to advance into the Final Four. He had a decent car early at Homestead, but seemed to fade behind Denny Hamlin when the sun went down. A debris caution with 20 laps remaining forced the four championship contenders to make tough strategy decisions that ultimately decided their fate. Harvick restarted 12th with 15 laps to go, but was helped out by a series of cautions that allowed him to nose out Ryan Newman, Denny Hamlin, and Joey Logano for the championship. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.